Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 10th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the crippling fuel shortages in Zimbabwe and power outages as well.
To join our discussion as usual, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.comvoandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are discussing fuel shortages and serious power outages in Zimbabwe.
The government is claiming that it has released more than $50 million for securing fuel. This comes at a time the country is facing serious shortages of fuel, with suppliers claiming that they have not been getting foreign currency for fuel imports.
Latest figures indicate that Zimbabweans use between 2 and 3 million liters of fuel per day. There are currently long queues in most towns and cities in Zimbabwe.
And at the same time, Zimbabwe is facing crippling power outages attributed to low water levels at Kariba Dam and lack of foreign currency to upgrade power generation capacities nationwide.
Please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Facebook pages. Tandegayo. Namhlanje sikhangela indaba eziningi sibili esikhanyazani zihlupha ilizwe leZimbabwe. Singathi nje zimbili. Okuqala sikhangela ukuthi amafutha ezimoto ayasilela. Okwesibili ke sikhangela ukuthi amagetsi, kuthiwa amagetsi asehlupha, kuyacitshwa lebusuku kulezi nsuku. So ke sunuzwa ngani ukuthi libona njani udaba lolu. Lokhu ke kwenzakala ngesikhathi uhulumende esithi uyazama ukuthi alungisele abantu ukuthi bathole amafutha ngesikhathi esiyiso. So sizokuthe ke uhulumende blessing sedinge $50 million kulokhu kuthiwa ngama-lines of credit ukuthi alungise khona kudaba lwe-fuel. Kuthi ngase ukhangela ama-power stations amaningi kuthiwa imitshina ifile. So ke ukuthi bathole imali ukuthi balungise imitshina le kuyahlupha. Siyakhumbula kudala kwakulala laphana kwentuthu ziyadunqa lapho kule iziphala iziphala zangkhona ezokugaya umlilo kagetsi. Kodwa ukhanya ngazani khona ngale ndakungana kuyahlupha mfowethu. Iye kunjani?
Wonke ukahamawadiwa nasi tirakuti tinge tichitarisa nenyaya yekunetsa kuri kuita mafuta ekufambisa dzimotokari pamwewo nekunetsa kuri kuita magetsi aya ari kunzi akungogara akadzimwa dzimwa. Of course, Gibbs, there are a series of tweets from the Minister of Information. First one, it reads, Minister of Energy and Power Development Joram Gumbo explains that electricity challenges being faced are a result of low water levels at Kariba Dam and coal supply challenges at Wange Power Station. Government has since licensed over 34 companies to provide solar power.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting there. And, of course, there is another tweet. It reads, as part of efforts to mitigate electricity challenges being faced in the country, government will make arrangements to increase power imports from Mozambique. So those are the things that the government is promising, mm-hmm. That they've licensed some solar power companies and also that they'll be importing power from Mozambique.
This reminds me of the Chatropa project. You still remember the Chatropa fuel project? So I don't know what happened to it. Maybe one day we'll make a follow-up and see what we can do.
It is. I think we have Mr. Michael Ndiweni.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Ndiweni?
Hello, Blessing.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Of course, Mr. Michael Ndiweni is a political commentator. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
So tell us a bit about what's going on in terms of fuel shortages wherever you are, Mr. Ndiweni.
Thanks, Gibbs. The situation is dire in Bulawayo. Things are really bad. Moving around the city, there are queues all over, and I think there are one or two garages that have fuel, and those that are selling in US dollars. So the rest of the population are struggling to access US dollars, so they are not able to buy. So things are really bad.
So if you have your US dollar,
can't go through. I'm saying people can't access CTs to go back home. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I am saying that people are struggling to get commuter buses to go home, so the things are very bad. And fares actually have gone up for commuters, so things are really bad.
So, man, you want to buy in the Mahu Jalo, Babandwe?
Abomchova, they're now increasing. I'm a fares up. So, someone was telling me earlier today, saying that in the evening after 8, they are charging at $4. A trip, so it's very expensive. Zindi was saying he's not sure what they're going to do because it's now unbearable. So we'll zima.
Yeah.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, and on Live Talk tonight we are talking about the serious fuel shortages and also power outages. Of course, the government is saying it is trying to mitigate these factors by licensing solar power companies. Mr. Ndiweni, would that help in any way, or is just government trying to pacify people? This issue that they have licensed the 34 companies to produce solar power.
I think licensing is one thing, but getting those companies to install the solar panels is another thing. So the government can say they are licensing, but we've been hearing that the government has done this and that, making headlines in newspapers, but we actually see that practical action on the ground. So I'm not sure whether the government is really serious about this or and is sincere, because it has been promising a lot of things. They've been saying that the fuel situation is under control. They saw them that, but then we continue to see vehicles queuing. I mean, people spending nights in queues, and so I am not sure if this is not just a PR stunt to say that we have licensed so many people that companies to provide solar energy, and I think we cannot be reacting. I think we shouldn't be reactive as a country. We should actually be able to plan ahead. We should have short-term, intermediate, and long-term strategies on how we deal with the energy crisis. So I don't think that is an extent that we are having a load shedding. I think we know that at some point the energy resources will be stressed, so therefore we need to have a sustainable strategy to deal with the energy crisis. So my thinking is that the government must not be rational like it is doing now. It must actually be thinking about energy crisis and have futuristic plans to actually ensure that we address the energy crisis in the country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndiweni. Do stay on the line. Gibbs, we have people on Facebook. We have Onias Nzua arikuti maswera sei pano zvinhu zvaita upside down muZimbabwe nekuda kwekushaikwa kwemafuta edzimotokar. Please call me, we'll try to get in touch with you, Onias Nzua. Love more Jambaya arikuti linjani vakid nagonera.
Uchaili.
And it of course kana mwine pfungwa dzenyu munokwanisa kuti muti nyorere tobva taverenga zvamunenge muchifunga kuti dambudziko iri ringagadziriswa sei rapinda munyika semaonero enyu. Gibbs.
Yes, ndobaba ke umsunduzwa Ndlovu usikhumbuzo mlalazi usehlile majamela ngeleza patisibukele tube sikhona pa zilawe nomthandazo wenkomazana kuti tithona njani siyaphila mfowethu kuzobuya siyaphila tatu wethu kuzobuya ke umkhokheli inkosi Mlomo kuti sokufefeza babe sithi bazalungisa izinto kodwa akukhanyi lokuthi kuyangaphi. So sizokuthake kule khola ecingwani kumbe kumenjani kuthake khola le ingane ucingo soluwile. Umkhokheli inkosi Mlomo uthi yikho ukubusa kwabo phela laba esebavotelayo abantu bezanu PF. So babusa njalo kungela zinto ezikhona elizweni. Kuzobuya ke uBethwell Mathabisa Ncube uthi njani bakithi then usikhumbuza umlalazi uthi ha sokuzima mfowethu. So ke lapha abantu bakhuluma sibili singazunga kumbe ngabuyela kundiwe.
Now Mr. Ndwebe, the governor of the Central Bank is promising that he is going to give the fuel sector about 50 million but the at the same time he was saying that the fact that there are fuel queues means there's fuel. What's your take on that?
I think it's ridiculous, to be honest. We used to have fuel in Zimbabwe, didn't have queues. I think it's illogical for one to say that people's queues are a sign that there's fuel. I think it's sheer, I mean, I don't know, I wanted to say nickname, but I wouldn't say that. But I think it's ridiculous in a polite way. I think that the government must admit that it has seemingly lost control over the fuel crisis. My thinking, my honest thinking, that the government must admit and then perhaps allow private players to bring in fuel from outside outside the country. And then perhaps also consider pegging the fuel in US dollars against the floating over the rates. Say, for example, they are not supposed to sell fuel in US dollars and bond not and red that. Say, for example, one filling station in Blau is selling fuel at $1.35, say, US dollars. Maybe someone sells equivalent for bond. Maybe by doing they need to understand the situation. At least it's better for people to suffer having fuel somewhere in the filling stations than to be queuing in versus nothing. Because there is no fuel, that's a fact. Right now, I'm close to 10th Avenue garage somewhere in town. I'm passing through that garage, and there is no fuel. Kind of just queuing there, waiting. Maybe that there will be, a truck coming to deliver fuel. So for the minister to say that there is fuel, that's why they are queuing, I think it's ridiculous.
Thank you so much. Mkoma Mike Ndiweni varikuti kuBulawayo zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka zvachose. Varikuti vamwe vanhu varikutopedzisira vamanikidzwa kuti vafambe netsoka kuenda kumba nekuti mafuta ekufambisa dzimotokari hakuna nekudaro makombi anenge ari mugwagwa anenge ari mashoma. Kana aita mashoma vanenge vowedzerawo mari zvinobva zvaomerawo vashandi.
Kuzima ngefoto. So nxa kunje ke baba Ndiweni akuli kumbuzi ke kubo 2008 kumbe loko soko sasavisa kumenjani nxa ungakuqathanisa to 2008.
The painful thing is that for certain things like food damage commodities like food, you can see some in the shops that people didn't have money to buy. So that's the difference. In 2008 there was actually nothing in the shops, but for now there is food, but people don't have money to buy. People spend queues. Spend days in queues, hours in queues, trying to get the things that they are getting from wherever they are getting it. But they are not able to access, food.
What is the
amafutha? Amafutha akhona emagaraji bathengisa nge-US dollar. And like I'm telling you, I know about two or three garages that are selling if you are in US dollars.
We have unyelo kunoko.
They are selling. I know of someone who went to buy fuel and he got a receipt in US dollars. So that means if they are able to receive, so therefore, get one year of it. Should buy license to pay. So I think the government must consider a kind of a two-way strategy. I'm trying to say people selling US dollars, they're not selling bond notes or RTGS. But I mean, they're still selling. Why they have a lot of their selling RTGS and bonds.
Yes, that was our colleague.
But if you pay, if you pay, you are short. And I'm not sure whether in my leo, try to like 50 million US dollars leo. In my little corner, someone is just telling us who is spending the chamber.
I see,
that's the truth.
Yes, kolbambe kona poke bona zvano silokola lapa tsumeni. Blessing slogan.
Na vama kichi makadi parunari.
Nofara makadi.
Aiwa tiripo. Muri kuonawo sei dambudziko rekushopika kwemafuta ekufambisa dzimotokari nemagetsi.
Mafuta munyika yedu yeZimbabwe aramba achingokwira musi nenguva. Saka tingi solution iringoripo guys. Better for ruling party yedu iripo kuti iresign and then yohandla power kune vakahwina.
Ndewapa.
Wala uina wala mwazikano wa nesuwe rejinji wanoa iyo wa nesu mtenika.
Saka kwa muri mimi zuri kufamba sayi pa magetsi ne maftaje kufamba sayi motikari muri kupi
ini nzo shandragu wandi mamira zuri kuita ndese niki nao black market wabitu singesa ni 12 years 5 liters
12 years 5 liters
ee you find out that the Selita wana kwa hito gazeta ni roughly zuma 5 bones ndo mamira zinge za kaita ita kunveta kwa zuma bones ni current rate
saka iyo wari kiyoda wapisi uya wari utenge saba mkoto
I think zonto ita wano tui uoda kune masi zuma filling station do zirivo
Saka kuwange murukumira nguwa ya kariba sei utimuwane fiyo?
You can spend zuma roughly 3 to 4 hours depending on the time. If kana watu kasa wabata line waribata kana utumaniru. Nungu na spend at the whole night uripo ndenuzu mwaka na utumanaini makuteni.
Asika imi mdi munu fana wange mchichera marasha kuwange uko zuri kufamba sei manje wababa kichi. Tukuzwa kuti anenge ari kushota zvawedzera dambudziko remagetsi.
Ya aramba ingoshota maybe due to corruption. Ndizvinokodzereso oro varuta zvenyu kusaininga maprojects akadaro.
Aiwa tinokutenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu muri pawanga apa.
Ora izimaita basa murare minyasha.
Aiwa nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru. I think you heard there from Mr. Makichi. Interesting, he's in Wange, very nice place. He's saying that, you know, because of the shortages, the black market is thriving. So he's saying some are selling 5 liters for $12.
And they're getting the fuel from the service stations.
Yes. So it's now being diverted to the black market. But he's saying it's clear that the government has failed. I think we also have Stanley on the line. Mkoma Stanley?
Hello?
Magadi.
Ndinofara Magadi enu.
Aiwa tiripo. Mkoma sendi limuru kupi?
Ndiri kufona ndiri kuche gutu.
Pache guta po. Ndo papupa jena stadium.
Papupa jena stadium. Kwe Pirates uko ya.
Indai gara pamsana wenzo wapa. Mlupa zi anditi.
Oh, aiwa msana wenzo ili paka duoma hapa.
Oh kukuche guta. Kuna wanzi kumachi kuma heroes.
Kuma ara uko kune maheroes zvakara aripo.
Okay, saka ndaunyanyo rasika apaka doma neche gutu hapana unyanyo siyana mkoma seli.
Ndi chokwadi.
Asi kwakabira sei kuche gutu panyaya yeningirikiri. Ye fuel.
Ya mafuta ari kunetsa. Ende tatambura zvisingatoiti zvekuti pane service station haina imwe chete inonzi Total. Inowanza kuhumisa haina fio hapo nepapo but inowandirwa because motikari mchegutu dzakawanda and it being pa highway inolinka Harare neBulawayo mota zhinji kana yato uyawo haito miri
saka
service station rinonzi kubrain justice kuko end end huko iroro rinouya fio but problem iripo ya yakawanda mechi politics zakawandisa probably because it's also a command center pavano deliver fuel yevarimi saka even ukaita patience dzekumirira dzekuita say you can never be safe deep up
asvarimi vacho vanenge vachipiwa here varimi vacho vanopiwa
vano piwa zvavo zvekudzivana kazvekudzi nokuti uri wemusangano but not an ordinary person usina any linga huyo wani
kopa magetsi ari kudzimawo here kuchegutu
magetsi mazuva masho matakatoswera the whole town tichisanganisa location nekutown kwacho even muindustry there was nothing at all saka business rese when there is no power hakuna business
Saka point kwa sei manja pa mkoma Stanley kutipa gadzirisu kwa dambu ziwe.
Right, I think inini ishu ombe ite kutanga ndiche kuti varikuzviti vakauyina varipambira ava they failed totally. And tikatarisa kumasuro uku zvino of course hatirambe zvaioma, but somehow you could get answers, but it doesn't look like the leadership that we have at the moment do have even a clue of what is happening. Though the major problem ndekuti tinoda kuedza kuenda kune munhu akakutsinga kuti tirape, and obviously you know that cannot happen. Munhu akakutsinga hakwanise kukurapa.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Ndopo kwairi kutonetsira.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Stanley.
Zvakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Stanley pachegutu apa. Gibbs, yes. I think you heard what Stanley saying that chegutu, because it's on the highway to to Bulawayo or from Bulawayo to Harare. So he's saying that because of that, you know, there's no fuel because people will be driving to Bulawayo or from Bulawayo to Harare or to Bulawayo. You know, they want to fill up their tanks and it becomes a problem for the people in Chegutu's system with power outages. He's saying that even the industrial areas are now being affected.
Mbona zani ke slow sano koza la pekunwe ni sano koza wangu chona njani babu
ayo
chona njani babu nandu tabake lapake ologu silela kwa mafuta ez mota njalo logu kamba kwa maketi kutope la maketi zi aktisho alibusugu so lapake so khanjwa la so wenu kubona njani kwa kilo
kunzima kunzima mazimbabu wonke tiyelele ukhulumende ophetheyo kabona ukuthwehluleka ukuthi akhe budlelana ukuthi abhadale izikweletu zabantu bezazikweleta ngoba ungathi akhangela kahle elizweni elilezikweletu ezinzima kakhulu sisazohlala umkathi ovulaloku ukansi lesibili okuwukuthi ma ngabe ugovernment njengoba manje ibhizi sithembisa amanga lokhu nalokhu nalokhu kusasa uvuka sithembisa lokhu kusasa lokuyana amanga kuphila kodwa-ke amanga khe asizesize ngoba asami size egcekeni ugovernment yazehlulekela
aha so manje kumele kwenziweni kumele kwenziweni mnumzana
iproblem ukuthi nesisuka sihlangane layo asinawo amandla ngoba abaphethe umbuso yiyo bathi hayi khululekaningi sizayenza lokhu sizayenza lokhu ukukhululeka kodwa kuthi izilude ngoba amandla kasilawo ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa khona siyavunyela ukuthi sithengisele ukuthi uhulumende lokhu asekwenzasi kufuni kodwa-ke uhulumente sivalele isikhathele amandla uyabona
ya
siqunyiwe amandla ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa khona siyalawo silawo amandla usasa bengasibona sivuka simtshela ukuthi urhulumente lokhu athi kufuna ukwenzayo kodwa singathi siyasukuma sikhulume uyasitshaya kodwa-ke okusalayo ukuthi urhulumente uyehluleka akakwazi ukuthi khona aphuthise izinto azithembise amahlaba ezulu
hhayi siyakuza kakhulu-ke mfowethu sanokhoza ungathelelwa kusasa ba
Okay,
bye-bye. So, according to Sanokoza, he says the government has actually failed and is really struggling to deliver on its promises, you know, during the election time and what he has been promising of late. So he says there are so many loans that the government is saying that it has actually secured. But what's happening to the money? So he's wondering what really is happening in the country. He says it's so sad that they're not doing the right thing.
Regati mwende pa Facebook tinzi kuti varikudi vanhu Joel J. Makoto se arikuti watching from Botswana tinotenda zvikuru last Makangani se watching from South Africa thank you onward Guma arikuti watching from Botswana Raymark B. Matiza arikuti please call me I think ariku Botswana then mkoma Onias varikuramba varipo vachitindifonerei vachiti zvakare chiri kunetsa muZimbabwe nyika ikawana $100 kunobiwa $85 kosara $15 pa $15 ipapo inotanga yambotenderedzwa muvanhu isati yabudiswa pachena painozobudiswa pachena inenge yave $5 zvino nemakwirira akaita Zimbabwe $5 inozokwanei, things are not good for sure. I think what Onias is saying is corruption is also to blame for the crisis. I think we still have Mr. Ndiweni on the line. Mr. Ndiweni? Yes. You heard from Onias, he's saying that he thinks one of the reasons why there is this crisis is because of corruption. Do you agree or agree to disagree?
No, I think it's very true. If you look at the corruption index, in Zimbabwe, I think it is ranked in one of the as one of the lowest countries in terms of prevention of corruption or putting investigators in corruption. So I think it's right. There are so much leakages in various perhaps state-owned enterprises that need to be dealt with. So honestly, is very right. I agree.
Gibbs. Yeah, kuti mwazukangere baba Ndiweni kuti abantu ye bakhuluma kuti kono kokwenzakala eZimbabwe mwazani badlala eZANU-PF selehlulekile kubusa kambe kunjalo kumbe akumelanga ukuthi abantu labo bancedise pho umuntu akanceda ngapi nxa sikhangele kunje.
I think there are many factors in this crisis. For me, okay, let me put it very simply and say that I am not sure in terms of the comparison, because we don't have any other part that has ruled besides ZANU-PF so far. So the comparison that other party will perform better, I'm not sure whether there's empirical data to actually prove that. And I will say that even the opposing parties themselves have not shown that they have got good governance within their internal systems. So for me, I don't think about a party jacket that one is wearing or a party, but I think about the principles of good governance being practiced by the government. So I'm not sure whether it's about parties, because a party can come to power and behave more or less the same with the party that is currently in government. So I think Zimbabweans need to embrace principles of good governance and embrace principles of knowing that when you are assuming a public office, you are there to serve, but not to serve the personal interest.
Yes.
So I see a pattern or more similar behavior from almost many parties, what's ruling and opposing behavior more the same way in terms of governance within the media system. So I think that we need to change the mindset and begin to think like Zimbabweans, not about which jacket that you are wearing, and begin to say that when you are assuming public office, you are there to serve than to serve your selfish interest. If you do that, then you begin to have a better Zimbabwe. That's my thinking. I know I may not sound clear, but that's my thinking.
I think it was clear enough.
To answer your question in terms of parties being able to deliver or not.
Yes, I think it was clear enough. So, Slobo, Bage, Uskumbuzo, Mlalazi, Ukola Ngale, Piletani. But Mlalazi, Kunjani?
Mjani,
Ba. Yes, Apira, for it to ye. Utabalulu, logu silelo kumafuta ezimota njalo. Logu uti ama kezi, seze kuchwa lebusugu. Kambe kwenzakala nikole Zimbabwe mkoso wako?
Ya, my own opinion tuwe umbono wa mingi. Ya wona nge social animal utiwa ngumundi yona. I think kune nzele kuti special abantu wa miyama. Uwe nzele la kubawa wewe kuluma muva. Kuti we need to change our mindset. Maula lela katekate ama nyentelo zene zenza tuwe. Ama points akhulunywa ngabantu, abantu bakhuluma into ezibona ukuthi ngathi izwe, but kuba into nje phela nje emoyeni khulunywe nje. So ama leaders yethu mina ngibona ngani kungaba kuhle kakhulu ukuthi besebenzise into ezifana nakhona kwami interest nezinye izenzayo ukuthi bazi ukuthi abantu bathini. Nekuzibusa nje kwezabelo, especially inganzela esihlalangeni lapha ePlumtree. Uyabona ukuthi uyathola ukuthi abantu bahamba beyothenga i-fuel just across the border. And then bese ama-leaders njalo ezikuthi umhlangano we-SADC, la kuhlangana khona ama-leaders. I-SADC is an abbreviation of there is a name there that is an underline with development. So if development of that region, I understand, we must develop our leaders, we must develop our region. Zimbabwe mayenge na fuel. For instance, in South Africa, for instance, across the other country, like Zambia, how do they manage to transport their products across the country like that? And when I say that, I'm not saying that, but I'm not saying that, I'm not saying that. Na, kakulu kuru mina, so la kakulu into the politics les. Maku kuru mina, utungu te abandu sejala bandu ya rare. Sorry to say, I'm not a separatist, but abandu ya rare. Pa, kina ngu te, chani sa uzenza loku, kwanu uzenza loku. No, you see, maku peru election, akumutu mwere kokelizu, kokela abandu, na kata kokeli kuri pari. So, in Google, those are telling you to one game for the end. There is a woman who are named in a story at Nova. Since from 1988, idala iko kono ukuthi bayaqina bathi ufaka isikhiye ngale ingidi laba ifaka emabodeni laba bese kuthi abantu abangathuki kulezo ndawo lawo bantu bayadinisa more than the government ukuthi ungathatha nje abantu nje uthatha abantu bade besearch abantu abasebenzi lakuma entertainment ngale banemali ezizikalo wababa isilalelisa Sudan nje ukuthi albashiya abatholela amamiliyoni zendi banazo lawo ndawo.
Ye, siyabonga Mlalazi Sibili, hayi sizwile okwethuleyo. Ungathi nakusasa sizakufonela futhi ngesikhathi esizayo.
Hayi,
sibonga kakhulu, sizabe sihlala sikukhumbula. So Mr. Mlalazi is saying that maybe people should be allowed to buy their own fuel from other from other countries. So he says it's better because people just go there, like what people in Plumtree are doing. They just sneak into Botswana, buy something, go back to Zim.
Yeah. I think we are now being joined by Mr. Gilbert Mponda. Mr. Mponda, of course, apart from being a politician, is an entrepreneur and investment banker. Mr. Mponda?
Good morning. Good evening.
How are you?
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Mr. Mponda, because of the fuel shortages, some people are suggesting that the government needs to liberalize more. Would this be a solution to the crisis?
Yeah, I would think so, but it's a double-edged sword. I think that's part of the solution to say the market forces should determine what happens. But as you know, fuel is a critical resource. So if left to the market forces alone, the prices could get out of control. That is why the liberalization has to be controlled in terms of what rates can be done, and government intervention has to be allowed to a certain extent. Because if the fuel suppliers, as you know, we've got, I think, what is called an oligopoly structure in terms of the market, where you've got four or five big players that have got the muscle to determine the supply and the pricing. So if the government actually leaves that to the forces, they can actually collude to level that it will hurt the whole economy, it will hurt industry, it will hurt the people, and it will hurt the whole economy such that the country is inefficient. So the government can't just let it go as it were. So it has to be in a controlled phase.
But some might argue that you know, what is prevailing now is simply not working. The government is controlling it via the RBZ, and others are alleging that there are actually cartels that are being given money, not even importing the fuel.
Yes, we've heard such reports in the market that there are people who've accessed the foreign currency in the Reserve Bank and have not actually done what they're supposed to do with that money. So that is an area that has to be looked at in terms of investigations and the kind of follow-up and the checks and balance to make sure that the money actually goes there. So what I'm proposing and what I see is the way forward is that the government, using one of its vehicles like Noxium, should be a competitor in that market. such that they can allow everyone else to import fuel and the government also import fuel.
Uh-huh.
Such that if the government is supplying it at a lower rate, people can go to the government service stations that are linked to like Petro Trade, Genesis, and all these brands that are linked to the government.
Uh-huh.
And if the private players overcharge it, then they won't have a market share. So what uh-huh. should then happen is this, they go into the market to source the foreign currency.
Mm-hmm.
So this, what I'm saying is, that's what I'm saying, it has to be controlled.
Mm-hmm.
If you lift the fuel supply, you can't just do it on fuel supply alone.
Mm-hmm.
You then have to do it on all other products. You say, listen, everything is now market determined. If I am buying medicine, say ARVs,
mm-hmm.
or I am buying books, or I am buying flour, or I'm buying rice, or whatever it is, you have to go to the market to supply it. So the government has to make sure that there is a safety net.
Mm-hmm.
That can intervene effectively. As I'm saying, that we should capacitate companies such as Petro Trade,
mm-hmm.
Noxim, and Genesis, which are government-controlled fuel dealerships,
mm-hmm.
such that the government can be a player in that market.
Mm-hmm.
And then other players can be allowed to import this fuel, and then the government can compete with these people, such that people have got an option, have got a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just liberalizing the situation that people are proposing. It can be a disaster because... if you can end up going for, say, $10 a liter,
mm-hmm.
and you know everything that goes on in the economy has got an input of fuel, that means transport costs go up, even food, because you have to transport it to the market, even going to work, you have to use transport, which includes fuel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying, it has to be a control. That is what the government has actually been doing. So you've seen in, I'll give you an example,
mm-hmm.
on Samora Masho alone, say, between... the Araro Sheraton to the Kwazana service station.
Yes, mm-hmm.
actually two or three new service stations that are being put up by a government entity, that is Petro Trade.
Mm-hmm.
It is happening all even in Borodio. There's another one, Genesis, which is a government-controlled entity. So what they need is to have mm-hmm. this capacity, a distribution capacity as well, before they can fully liberalize the market. Because
mm-hmm.
if it's done in a haphazard manner, it can be a disaster. And also the green fuel project, which
mm-hmm.
is the ethanol project, where you are generating... petrol component from sugarcane, which is happening now, that input has to be improved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Brazil,
yep.
they create a lot of their petrol or diesel from plants,
mm-hmm.
that is from sugarcane mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And we have lots of land here, and we've got the good climate to do the same. So the government intervention program should be multi-pronged, such
mm-hmm.
that we're not looking at it from one angle. We need to increase the local component of fuel, which doesn't need forex. And again, make sure that the government is competing as well.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mponda is a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party, an entrepreneur and investment banker.
I think as we proceed to ask him about the Chatrova project as well. So, what is that about colors? Yes, no, Nomtandazo Komazana, Ekumeni, Komazana, Unjan, ma'am. Siyaphila kunjani eMumbai khona?
Kuyashisa.
Yeah, so ke
ilanga likhipha namashakhe emanzini.
Hayi kunjalo mama. So ke lamhla kulabantu abaningi kakhulu abafisa ukungena kuhlelo. So wena ubona njani khona ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota njalo lokuthi amagetsi asepho ngokugqinisulwa nje sonke isikhathi?
Abantu bese kuyangisa.
Mhm.
Sekuyangisa kakhulu kubuhlungu ngoba ilizwe leli masikhula thina sesikolo bekuthiwa yi-great basket ye-Africa kodwa manje silivize sithini uhulumende osekhona okwamanje they have got their own interest at heart abaselandaba lokuthi abantu abaselizweni baphila njani bayizwa njani ibafunani kahle kahle ilizwe leli elethu lisezikolodini ezesabisayo ukuthi mase kuthiwa libhadale bagcina besithengisa sonke bazosithengisa basiphele du linothile kakhulu ilizwe lotho ukuthi aluba hithi esisiza some of the countries surrounding us silamamayini avaliweyo we've got we are rich in tin we are rich in gold but nama diamonds but into lezi bazenze zabazabo that inheritance yabantu abaphezulu abasebumbusweni ayilunganga into yenzakalayo elizweni babatube
pho manje kumele kwenzweni mankomazana pho kumele kwenzweni ngamafutshane sibili ngiyakunika 30 seconds
ukuthi ngibona ukuthi ngabe abantu bayavuma. Abasembusweni bavuma ukuthi behlulekile. They must just swallow their pride. Sithole usizo kukhitshwe lawo ma-sanction esanikezwa ngamazwe atshiyetshiyeneyo. Ngalesi sikhathi kuliwa lapha ekhaya kobulawayo Harare and stuff, umongameli wahamba several countries esithi udinga ama-investors. Akulani ngisho noyedwa i-investor owabuyayo. Okungasiza ukuthi ngabe they should just accept defeat and step down, swallow their pride. They pull because some of the countries they promised our country ukuthi bengaphuma embusweni, ama sanctions they will be lifted and sizothola usizo. Ukuba i 50 million le ekhulunywa akulaza ukuthi ikhona eZimbabwe, ngiyokuzo isazogolodwa phezu kwezikolodo esinazo kudala, of which it won't help us as a country.
Yes, I was at a point.
It's got to do. This is really.
Yes, it's got to do. So that is Nkomazana. She is in Mumbai in India, and she is a regular contributor to this show. So she's saying that those in power, she thinks that they've actually failed according to her. So she says they must swallow their pride and step down and give others a chance. Says she remembers the president going all over the show looking for investors. But where are the investors in the first place?
Yeah.
That's a question that she has posed. Right, so...
Vamponda Hanzi, vari kupima mega deals.
Yes, by this, there's a very much of being mega, they take time to, to make realize and to come to fruition. So, I think we need to give those time. But however, what we need to look at again, when I last spoke, I think the other commenter said I should comment about the TROFA project in terms of what I suggested, that we need to look at the Green Fuel project. I think as Zimbabwe, we need to have a bit of more self-belief in what we do and do things on a long-term basis rather than on a short shortage of it. Then we try to do something and then if things look like normal, we then forget about what we've actually done. Because projects like import substitution, such as the green fuel, it's practical, it's working. Growth fuel is actually being diluted to about 10% is now coming from sugar cane and things like that. And it could actually be moved to a higher percentage, depending on how you modify your engines and things like that. The TROFA project happened and it was stopped. You know, if we had insisted and pushed from those days until now, because these are about 10-year projects, if you're a member of the world, if we had pushed to build a sustained and sustainable long-term strategy around being self-sufficient, like what America has done. You know, America used to rely on imported oil. That's why they're always involved in the Middle East. But as the American central policy was built on becoming independent of Middle Eastern oil, and they've done it because it was a national strategy. So as a nation, we need that type of strategy rather than to say, okay, if the fuel, you know, if people are talking about fuel queues now, if they disappear within a week or two, then people forget about even the JETROFA, about the geofuel, green fuel we're talking about. And that is systematic of, we keep looking for outside solutions because we are short-term in our thinking. We need a bit more longer-term thinking in terms of planning and execution because we have had this green fuel project actually happening and it has actually been executed well. But it has, at one point, it was stopped, all the ethanol was being exported to Zambia and there was no blending happening locally. But the ethanol was being actually made in Chisumbanje and being exported to Zambia or other surrounding countries because we're running away from that policy again. As I'm saying, we need to stick to certain policies as a nation to say we want to substitute imports. Zimbabwean cars, just by a simple inspection, we used to have 200,000 cars on our roads. Now we have 1.2 million cars. That means we have, over the last 5 years, we have added 1 million cars on the roads. Mm-hmm. In terms of capacity, what have we done? Nothing. As you say, with the trophy, it has fallen away. We need to have that long-term strategy. And when we do the liberalization, it can't be sectional where we liberalize one sector to allow people to import so many cars, and is it? Mm-hmm. And then we forget to allow the fuel capacity to be improved at the same rate. Mm-hmm. We are going to have these hiccups and these bottlenecks.
Thank you, Mr. Mbona.
Mm-hmm. Let's have capacity that is locally driven. Even this foreign investor we're talking about, mm-hmm. there's no foreigner who's going to come and invest in Zimbabwe and develop the country for us without the local component in terms of local savings, local entrepreneurs, and local industry. We need to build local capacity. Otherwise, we're going to end up importing even bread and cheese and water and milk. We need to have local capacity.
Thank you.
Doing import substitution is the answer to what we are facing.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mponda. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma Timothy Makadi.
Good evening.
I want to hear from Timothy to pay off what's in
you. Mimi Fungazangu, Nema Nira Angu Chao Chao, is an peer free at Peter Wababa. I and I tombos require Quient. In the Monom Berengo, Savan Berengo. A cool national, you know, the fuel, you know, Aniquandi, my use, and you know, Aniquan Madaragis, even one with an peer. Ili fuel inotengeswa na mayusa nemarens asinyika vanhu vachinzi vanhu vachinishandisa maRTGS na mabonds and it
iri kuita mari fuel iyo
$35 per liter
uchida yusa
yusa iyusa $35 per liter aishai kwe fuel iyo and it. But kuma garages, ma RTGS, ma bonds, I want it pesha chose. Saka wakungo tenga fuel uindewa ningewa ne mukana ukuwa na mayusa acho. Saka maonera andri kita tiku zogra zezo, taka wuna muna 2008, zitori zishoma. Panesipa tiku yenda, nika ii, vanu wano itunga mila, wane ine launa, wane ine ushinju. Achi nambo chokuti wa tarise zviri kutambudza vanhu tikatarisa pakanga paine unity government paya paya zvinhu zvakadzoka vanhu vakararama zvakanaka sterete pati yapinda ichitora kuna Mugabe yakaita mapromises ema 100 days kuti zvinhu zvei zvanaka 6 months vana mangunja vachivana muturi nyuyo vachidaro but hapana kana chimwe zvinhu zviri kutoita bad to worse hapana chiri kunaka zvese zviri kuoma handizivi kuti kwavari kuda kuendesa vanhu chaivo zvaivo ndekupi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Timothy nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Sinobaba ke unkosi Mathuthu ecinga lapha blessing. Baba Mathuthu kunjani? Kuthiwa ngusisi. Sisi Mathuthu unjani? Dadewethu uyangizwa Mathuthu? Kungazani ucingo lwakhe abalufakanga lapha. Othi sizithi ukhona yini? Mathuthu ukhona ecingweni? Hayi sizamlanda othi babe belungise khona ngale. Wathi sibuyele kubaba uNdiweni. Baba Ndiweni uyazwela lapha ke uyakhuluma umnumzana uMponda. Ukhuluma ngokuthi kumele phela ilizwe lilungiselele phambilini. Njengakhona kokabakwenza wejatropa basebebona ukuthi songani sokule fuel bakuyekela. Kumbe bayekeliswa ilaphana kuze kuphume ifuel edwaleni. Sakhumbule chinoyi. So kunengi phela kuzidolobha eh?
I was going to say you forgive. Nkulumile ngaphambilini ukuthi mina ilizwe leli problem manje ukuba reactive ukuba reactionary. Ukucabanga ngeproblem nxa sesilayo. Angikwazi kumbe sehlilela ukucabanga phambili esithi strategic thinking ngesikhiwo. I think we lack that as a kind of research thinking and also its sincerity around addressing the issues that we identify through strategic thinking. So I think we need to be serious, we need mindset change. This culture is not only in government, even in the private, even anyway, people don't think about tomorrow. People think about then and then. I think we need a mindset change in Zimbabwe and begin to think strategically and then implement those strategies, not just to think. And someone, I think, spoke about the inclusive government, that things normalized. You know what it did in inclusive government? In my view is that we celebrated having goods from South Africa filling our shelves. We forgot about production.
Uh-huh.
You understand? So we open the gates, people to bring in goods, fill the shops, fill the streets, right? We forgot about production. And we could not sustain that because we were not able to produce as a country.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So we need to change the way we think and begin to think strategically and then implement what we think we should do in the future. No, as long as we keep on thinking about problems that we have now, reacting to things, even the issue of electricity, I don't think that is an extent that Amanz, Ayesha, Uzabez. So therefore, medicine is not setting. So I think what Amanz, Ayesha, at some point in a river, I think what's going to go in a dam. So we need people who are serious. Because it was better, trust is mundane, because we brag about illiterate level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's about reading and writing. But if you have gone through universities and have degrees and masters and PhDs.
Mm-hmm.
But then if we fail to have people can think about tomorrow and plan, so then there's a problem with our education system. And us. But in the university, that you must deal with as a country. Even inclusive government, we enjoy it. We say I'm not successful. We quote about tomorrow, and right now we regret back to where we were in 2007.
Yes, I think it's very clear on some issues. It says planning is very important. Yeah,
Mr. Mponda, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Yes.
Let's talk also about the issue of electricity, because there are power outages.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that the government is not aggressive when it comes to, using solar power?
I think as I've mentioned, we get in an ad hoc basis where we remember something because the president's now here. You recall, we used to have these power outages for a while until there were some extension at Wange and some expansion at Kariba.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was kind of normal. But now with the water levels, we get to square one. But you know, with the Batoka Gorge project, this project is enough even to export some power into the region. And this has been on the drawing card for the last 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you're aware.
Mm-hmm.
And these are some of the things that we should have insisted and pushed ahead and done even at a lower cost than what now it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, I'm saying we should have a long-term focus to address some of our issues, because we might end up importing power using the very scarce foreign currency when we could actually be exporting power to the cyber grid. Because we think in a short-term basis to say, look, now we are okay, therefore forget about that long-term project. We need that national psychic to focus on this long-term and do this. This is how Rhodesia survived the sanctions. Because core areas they identified, and then they put resources and the political will and the commitment to deliver on those areas, which I think we need to now work on as well as a nation. Not only partisan basis, but as a nation to say, look, as Zimbabweans, let's build capacity to reduce our import bill. In terms of energy, we have the best weather, according to the United Nations, in the world. In terms of that is sunshine coverage, which is like, 360 days of the year, estimated to have energy. Hence, solar, we should actually be talking to these Chinese to manufacture these solar plants in here in Harare, where they could actually set up the factories. But we're also still importing this completed product, which are very expensive, as you know. What to cut down that cost to have these universities of ours partnering a local industry to manufacture these things locally. And I agree with the last support talking about some of our educational policies. They are producing theoretical graduates. We need more practical graduates who look at the local situation and then adopt that education so that they derive solutions to the problems we're facing. Because solar is the way to go. But it's still expensive to buy it. It's very expensive to put it together because we're importing everything from the battery to the kits to the amplifier to the panel. We need to have these manufactured locally and actually attract the manufacturers to base here in Zimbabwe so that they are producing these things locally. But with this challenge that we're still importing everything, That's what I'm saying. We need to look at the overall economic policy, which identifies Zimbabwe, what we need to be as a country in terms of self-sufficiency. We need to look at this forex. How can we then use our diamonds effectively? Instead of actually importing the finished product, let's import the machinery that makes these products so that we can actually become an exporter of these things. Because
thank
you make money from diamonds, you make money from platinum. This platinum that you export as raw platinum, it is imported back as a finished product. You know, so the value addition chain, they have to be improved.
Thank you, Mr. Mboda.
We're improving the exports.
Thank you. Let me just quickly bring in a caller there. Vasaba Omagadi.
Vasaba Omagadi.
I want to report.
I think, you know, first and foremost, one of the saddest realities or unfortunate state of mind of us Zimbabweans in general is this import culture nature. And it's actually... It's mind-boggling, because you know what, you've got a nation with various minerals, and one of the most talked about, acknowledged human resource base. But we just got this big going around with a big empower mentality. Well, why do we always think, you know, we've got to import this? Why don't we start with what we've got? Why don't we start there? Okay, looking at this power issue, it's not like there's some discoveries that are not quick or anything. But we're always blowing the figure out of control. We're always saying it's expensive. I mean, personally, I ask you, the expensive is relative. Who is quantifying the expense to the extent that it's not attainable? Let's look at the countries all around, the first world countries. Let's look at the Asian tigers. Did they get up by just saying, oh, it's expensive? Or they got to a place where they said, you know what? What do we have? And let's work with what we've got.
Thank you so much.
Because we're always talking. I mean, if you listen to ministers, if you listen to government officials, if you listen to business, the blue chip companies, everyone is just talking about this thing is expensive, we need to import this, we need to import that. But you know what? You're sitting on one of the biggest coal beds in Southern Africa. You're sitting on Chinyazwa, and you're still begging. Why?
I want to note that Skuva Sabao, the Kupinda Mshirongwa Chedu. Gibbs.
There are people who are actually sending us messages, blessing. And one of them is Austin Ngobe, who says, we cannot bring anything into the country because police will actually ask us where we're getting the fuel from. So when the country doesn't have fuel, and you're seen carrying fuel, they always question you. So we're not buying the fuel at all. And Dikolite has just joined us. Thank you so much, Dikolite. So maybe to wrap it up, let's talk to Mr. Ndweni. Mr. Ndweni, your last word, sir.
Yes, my last word. I think we, like I said earlier on, we need immediate intervention, immediate fuel. We need to open, liberalize the fuel. Sector, allow private players to bring fuel and complete government. And in the intermediate long term, we need to invest in alternative energy sources, which is with the sun here. We need to solar energy. We need to invest in solar panels. We need government to take a serious strategy. Around the investing in solar. And second, also like my brother was saying earlier on. I think in his intervention that we need to think about the green fuel that I was talking about, ethanol blending. Those are alternative sources of energy that we can actually adopt as a government. Intermediate to long term. So those are my answers. But also the mindset change about the way we do things as Malcolms. This idea of thinking that someone can solve things for us, we need to think differently. Lastly, is that let's invest in education that actually is able to make us produce things than to be memorizing things and teaching theories that are useless.
Thank you so much. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Gilbert Mponda, an entrepreneur and investment banker and also a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party, and also Mr. Mike Ndweni, a political analyst. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, the callers, and our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying Happy Mother's Day. I'm yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying as well, Happy Mother's Day on Sunday. Bye bye.